Healthcare has emerged as a pivotal issue in midterm congressional races across the Ohio Valley, with special attention to those people who have what are known as pre-existing health conditions. As many as 3 million people in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia fall into that category, and many of them worry that changes to the Affordable Care Act could affect their coverage. Mary Meehan reports on what's at stake.
And I approve this message.
Political ads play on what seems like a constant loop. That's not unusual for election season. But what is unusual this year is how many ads focus on health care. Consider this one from Kentucky Republican Andy Barr, who's facing a tough challenge in the 6th Congressional District from Democrat Amy McGrath.
Ends Medicare as we know it.
Pretty scary, but not to be outdone. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin actually uses a shotgun in his targeted rebuke of his Republican opponent, Patrick Morrissey, who has promised to repeal Obamacare.
For me, it's all about West Virginia.
Yes, Manchin fires a shotgun into a piece of paper to prove his point. But while the campaigns simplify and weaponize health care, there are no silver bullet solutions for the complicated policy. Simon Hayter is an assistant professor at West Virginia University. He says the healthcare debate actually centers on the wonky intersection of something called the individual mandate and its impact on people with pre-existing conditions.
Before the Affordable Care Act, everybody trying to get insurance coverage in the private market had to go through a medical screening, and insurers were very eager to screen out individuals that could potentially cost them a lot of money.
Hayter says those individuals were determined to have pre-existing conditions. That term had a broad scope. Everyone from those treated for acne to victims of domestic violence. Hayter says the ACA said people with pre-existing conditions couldn't be denied insurance and added another critical provision.
But it also basically required all Americans to get insurance coverage, which is called the individual mandate.
With the individual mandate, people who didn't get insurance faced a financial penalty. Those healthy people who don't need a lot of care paying into the system are crucial to making the overall ACA math work. Now Republicans in Congress have eliminated that penalty. Further, 20 states' attorneys general have used that as an argument in a lawsuit to repeal the ACA through the courts. Morrissey, Manchin's Republican opponent, is among that group. Hayter says that they are basically claiming
we should throw the entire Affordable Care Act out because the individual parts cannot stand on its own.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, eliminating those protections would leave roughly one-third of non-elderly adults in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia without affordable health care. Medicaid has long been the only way many people with certain pre-existing conditions could get coverage. Dustin Pugel is a policy analyst at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. He says attempts to repeal the ACA are extensive.
There were a lot of ways in which 2017 was just one attack on top of another for, you know, anybody who might be predisposed to certain conditions.
And he says Republicans are intent on continuing their efforts.
We've already heard lawmakers in D.C. say we're going to take another crack at this.
Not so long ago, Democrats were less eager to talk about the ACA or Obamacare. Al Cross directs the Institute for Rural Journalism at the University of Kentucky. Polls across the country show retaining health care is a top concern for voters, and that puts Republicans, who have long touted repeal, in a bind.
The fact that around the country ads about health care are much more likely to be coming from Democrats than from Republicans indicates that the Obamacare issue has finally turned against the ruling party.
And that could explain why some Republican candidates are struggling in a region that Donald Trump won handily just 2 years ago. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan.